All right. So, we're all pretty familiar, I think, with that feeling, of just being completely burnt out by the holidays. It's like you start out so excited and then, the reality is just a lot of stress. So, we're going to really dig into some advice on this today from psychologist Dr. Alejandro Sanchez. And we're going to get into like the why, why is this time of year so hard and what can we do about it? But we're going to go a little deeper than, just the make a list and check it twice stuff.
Because I think it's really interesting, we look forward to the holidays and we get so excited, but then the reality is that our stress levels just go way up.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Sanchez actually points out that, we have all this pressure to create the perfect holiday
Oh,
experience.
it's a perfect holiday.
And it clashes with real life.
It does clash with real life. Yeah. And it's not just a few of us out there, feeling this way. Like the American Psychological Association found that 38% of people say they have more stress during the holidays. That's more than a third of us feeling that pressure.
And it's not just like a little inconvenience,
Yeah.
you know.
Right.
Dr. Sanchez, he talks about how holiday stress can be connected to like serious things like depression, anxiety, even getting physically sick. He's about a lot of this comes from the expectations we put on
Yeah.
ourselves, especially when it comes to families.
Yeah, family dynamics. Okay, so how do we stop like doing this to ourselves every year? I mean, Dr. Sanchez can't like wave a magic wand and make our relatives get along,
Right,
right?
exactly. He can't fix all that.
Yeah.
But he does have some really good strategies.
Okay.
And it starts with this. We have more control than we think we do.
Okay.
So one of the first things he talks about is planning and setting boundaries.
Ooh, boundaries. That word. It makes me think of awkward conversations and potential family drama. Is it really worth it?
It can be.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Sanchez tells this story about a patient who dreaded the holidays every year, because she felt like she had to go to every single family event,
Oh.
even though it made her feel exhausted
Yeah.
and resentful.
Oh,
He
no.
helped her set boundaries, politely declining some events
Yeah.
and telling her family what she needed.
Okay.
And she was able to enjoy the events she did go to so much more. And her relationships actually got better
Yeah.
because she was showing up authentically.
Oh, wow. That's great. So it's not about just like saying no to everything. It's about picking what really matters and like protecting your energy.
Yeah, exactly.
So practical tips for planning. Like hit me.
Okay, so Dr. Sanchez says, look at your calendar
Yeah.
and be really honest
Yeah.
about what you can actually handle.
Yeah.
Don't overcommit. And if you're the one hosting, you got to create a to-do list.
I do that.
Break it down into little steps. Don't let it overwhelm you. Oh, and probably the most important tip for a lot of us, make a budget and stick to it.
The budget. Oh, the budget talk. Gift giving, that can be so stressful, but like setting boundaries with family and friends about spending, that feels like a whole other level of holiday challenge.
It can be, but it's an act of self-care. It's not being selfish. It's saying no. So you can take care of yourself and be there for the things you choose to do.
I'm starting to see how this all works together. Planning and boundaries. Got it.
Yeah.
What else is on Dr. Sanchez's list?
He also gets into making healthy choices during the holidays. Now, I know what you're thinking. He's not saying we should only have carrot sticks and water all month.
Okay, good, because I was about to walk out of here.
He actually says we should be mindful about indulging. Enjoy those holiday treats, but be aware of how much you're having and how often. It's about balance, not deprivation.
Okay.
He even says you can schedule your indulgences, just like appointments. Put them right in your calendar.
Wait, I have to schedule my cookies? No, that's a new one. But I kind of like it. It takes away that feeling of I can't have this.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm guessing healthy choices also means, actual healthy meals too.
Yes, absolutely. Dr. Sanchez says it's super important to keep having balanced meals. I know it's easy to just let it all go when you're busy and surrounded by all that
It
food.
is.
But those balanced meals, they can really help, your energy levels, your mood.
So gingerbread latte is in the schedule, but I gotta have a salad too.
Got it. And speaking of energy levels, I'm going to guess that exercise is also part of Dr. Sanchez's healthy choices.
Oh, you know it. He's a big fan of regular exercise, especially during the holidays. And it's not just about burning off those extra calories either. Exercise releases endorphins, which are like mood boosters, and they can really help with stress. He even talks about a study from a source that found.
Okay, wow. So, like, it's not just about the physical part, but, like, the mental and emotional boost from exercise, that can actually help with all that family stuff and the holiday craziness. There's a theme here.
You got it. It all goes back to taking care of ourselves, you know, especially during the holidays when things get so hectic. And speaking of self-care, Dr. Sanchez also talks about how important it is to take quiet time.
Okay, quiet time. That sounds amazing in theory, but, like, between all the parties and shopping and family stuff, when am I supposed to find even a minute of quiet time? Yeah, it's hard. But Dr. Sanchez says those quiet moments, those are, like, essential for dealing with stress and preventing burnout. He has this metaphor, he calls it. Replenishing your emotional reserves.
Okay.
Like, our phones need to recharge. We need to recharge, too, emotionally.
I love that. Okay, so how do we actually do this during all the holiday chaos? Does he tell us how to find those quiet moments?
He does. He says we should schedule these breaks, like, in our day. Like, you would schedule anything else that's important. Even a few minutes can make a difference. Take a 15-minute nap, go to a quiet corner and read a book, or try, like, a short meditation.
You know, I've always thought about meditation, like, you need a special pillow and incense and stuff, but he makes it sound so easy.
Yeah.
Just take a minute to breathe and reconnect. I can see how that would be a game changer.
Yeah, it's about changing how we think about it. Instead of, I don't have time, it's, I need to make time.
Yeah.
And when you have those quiet moments, it helps you be more present, you know, when you're back in all the craziness.
Yeah. So by taking care of ourselves, we're actually more ready to deal with everything going on during the holidays. It's like that, you know, the oxygen mask on an airplane. Put on your own mask first. Yeah. So we got planning, boundaries, healthy choices, quiet time, anything else for our holiday survival kit.
Dr. Sanchez also talks about routine, like keeping your routine, especially when, you know, things get all messed up during the holidays.
Really? I would thought routine would be the first thing to go when you have all that extra stuff to do.
I know, right? But he says routines can be like an anchor when everything else is so crazy. They give you a feeling of stability and control.
Okay, so even if my to-do list is a mile long, sticking to my morning coffee or my evening walk, that can help me feel more centered.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of normal, you know, in all the craziness.
I like that. Okay, so those little things, they help us feel more stable, which means less stress, and then we can be more present for all the good stuff.
Exactly. And speaking of being present, Dr. Sanchez's last point is all about connection with our loved ones.
Well, duh, right. The holidays are all about being with family and friends.
True. But Dr. Sanchez says it goes deeper than that. Like, meaningful connection, it doesn't just happen. It takes effort, especially with all the holiday distractions.
Oh, I see. So it's not enough to just be in the same room with people. You got to actually be present emotionally, which is easier said than done when you're staring at your aunt's fruitcake.
Right.
Yeah.
He says, put away the phone. Actually listen to the conversations. Do things that create a real connection.
He's right. Sometimes we're so busy with all the holiday stuff that we forget to connect with people. But how do we do that? Does he tell us how to have those deeper connections?
He does, he says.
He says what? Come on, don't leave me hanging. What's the secret to, like, really connecting during the holidays?
He says we got to ask meaningful questions.
Yeah.
Go deeper than, you know, how's work?
Mm.
Or how was your drive?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just talking about the surface stuff, try to really get into what's going on in people's lives. Like, ask about their passions, their challenges, you know, what they're hoping for in the new year.
It's so simple, but that can make a big difference. It shifts the focus from all that superficial stuff to something way more genuine. Like, you're creating these little moments of, I don't know, shared understanding.
Yeah. And he also talks about doing things together, you know, shared experiences. Instead of just sitting around watching football, why not play a game or go for a walk or bake cookies together? Anything that gets people talking and laughing, you know.
I love that. Creating memories together instead of just, like, being in the same room. So, okay, big picture, Dr. Sanchez's advice is planning and setting boundaries, making healthy choices, taking quiet time, sticking to routines, and prioritizing those real connections. It's a lot, but I'm seeing how all these things kind of work together to make the holidays less stressful and more enjoyable.
It's like a whole person approach, you know?
Yeah.
And remember, you don't have to do it all at once. Pick one or two things that speak to you and just focus on those. Even small changes can make a big difference.
So true. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this. What's one thing you can do differently this year to take care of yourself during the holidays? Maybe it's setting a boundary with that one family member, or scheduling in 30 minutes of quiet time every day, or really trying to ask those deeper questions at your holiday gatherings. Whatever it is, pick something that you can actually do. And that makes you feel good. And remember, you deserve to enjoy the holidays.
You do. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.